We've got to take the positives out of it, but we need to look at the second half and see where we can certainly improve in the opponent's box. We had a couple of good chances there. Maybe if we just took our time a little bit more and possibly had a little bit more time than we thought, we'd have come away with a win.
Because having got the equaliser, it was the O's dominating with terms of chances and possession.
Yeah, I mean we're a confident group. We knew second half. Especially with the conditions, we'd defended well. We knew second half we could come at them. Getting the ball wide to Joby and Hedges, and I thought they were a threat all day. And especially with Dags and Henderson up front, you've always got a chance.
You'd have thought so. Paul Hupke pulled off some great saves, more saves than he did for the O's in his time there.
Exactly, it's always the same, isn't it? When you've got your keeper who used to play for yourselves, it's a difficult one. But no, fair play to him. He did well, and I think ended up getting the man of the match.
But when you dominate possession like that, you have to be careful with the counter-attacks. But as you say, the defence looked good.
Yeah, of course, you've got to be switched on. You can't be daydreaming away at the back. We had a lot of possession, but they're also a threat. Themselves, crew, with good movement, but no, like you say, I felt as the game went on, the defence, grew into the game.
Have you had a chance to look at the other results?
We've had a quick look, but us as a team, we've got to concentrate on ourselves, and everything, like the manager says to us, after every game, it's in our hands. We've got to be positive and look forward to the next match.
And you don't have to wait very long for that, do you? It's Doncaster on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Get the games, thick and fast. And I think we're a confident group that looking forward and excited for Doncaster.
And after Doncaster, there's four games against teams that have still got promotion ambitions.
Exactly, yeah. But we always seem to do okay against teams up at the top. We're a good group, like I said, and we're looking forward to each and every game.
There seem to be two teams that have been dragged in now, Notts County and Port Vale, who not so long ago were talking about the playoffs.
Exactly, yeah. I think if a couple of losses and teams do get dragged in, I think it's such a tight league, and throughout the league, even the groups in the playoffs and promotion challenging, it's so tight, and you've just got to try and concentrate on yourselves as much as you can, but and get them wins as quick as you can.